Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Hello, you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to connect with you guys. I have an important quote that I want to read to you guys today that really resonated with me and changed my life. I've always been somebody that has enjoyed reading quotes. I started my social media actually like years ago, probably like 2009, I started an Instagram account when I was like into health and fitness. And I would always go on the, hey, Stephanie, I would go on the explore page and I would find all these like motivational quotes. And I would always like post them on my social media. And there was one quote that really resonated with me and quite honestly changed my life. And I'm going to read this to you. Hey, Shelly. So this quote is, you're not alive unless you're living. Let me say that again. You're not alive unless you're living. And when I read this quote, I was like, this could not be further from the truth. In 2018, I was alive, but I wasn't living. And there is a difference. There is a difference between being alive and living your life. 2018, I was going through the motions. I'd wake up, I'd work out, I'd eat super well, binge in the evening, feel bad, feel like a failure, feel guilt, feel shame, wake up the next morning, try to do better, and then the cycle would really repeat itself. Everything was just, I felt like I was living my life on autopilot, like the same things would happen over and over and over again. Workout, meal prep, go to the gym, wake up, binge, feel guilty. Like I wasn't living. I was alive, but I wasn't living. Everything was rigid. Everything needed to be perfect. Everything needed to be planned. Everything needed to be structured. There was no flow. There was no being spontaneous. I wasn't living. So I want to ask you, are you truly living? And what does that even mean? Because I, at the time, you know, I thought like going to the gym and meal prepping, like living my best life, you know, counting my macros, weighing myself every day, like I'm living my life. But that actually wasn't living because deep down I actually wasn't happy. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, like, are you actually living your life or are you just going through the motions? Are you actually doing what you want to do? Are you actually living your life the way you want to live your life? You know, at the time, all I thought that mattered was the way that I looked, the number on the scale, hitting my macros for the day, being perfect with my diet. That's all I thought about. That's all I cared about. And one day I recognized, I don't want to be doing this. But that didn't mean that I didn't care about my health. That didn't mean that I didn't care about my fitness. That just meant I was not living. Tracking every single calorie that you consume is not living. Feeling so bad that you didn't get to the gym and having that ruin your day, that's not living. Canceling plans because you got to go to the gym, that's not living. Spending hours meal prepping on Sunday to then eat something off limits on Monday and then throw in the towel and just say, well, screw it. That's not living. I thought I was living, but I was just going through the motions. I was alive and I was not living.
To me, and if you want to share what it means to for you to really live your life, I'd love for you to comment in the chat. But to me, living my life means being present, laughing. I love laughing. Like, I laugh at everything. You tell me a joke, you're like, no one's gonna laugh. I'll be pissing myself laughing. I love laughing. Not taking life so seriously, but at the same time, crushing my goals, feeling happy, feeling fulfilled, feeling at peace. To me, that's living my life. And I was on a walk with Andrew this morning. We typically go for a walk in the morning and we share what we're grateful for. And I said, you know, it's so crazy because I said to him, I don't know if you've noticed a difference, but I feel like I'm a different person. Because a few years ago, I was anxious. I was irritable. Like, if something went wrong, it would ruin my whole day. I was a worry wart. Everything needed to be perfect. And now I just go with the flow. I'm so much more easygoing. One of my friends told me, like, you're so easygoing. And I'm like, that's a compliment, because I used to never be that way. And your life can drastically change the moment you decide, I don't want to just be alive. I want to live my life. So how do you want to live your life? And are you living that life right now? Veronica said, I feel this being a busy mom, working full time and having polar opposite work schedules as my husband. I feel like I'm on zombie mode a lot of the days. Yes, and that's so challenging. But it's like, how can we make the most, even if it's like a 2-second exchange, you know, like I'm leaving the door and I'm coming home. It's like that 2-second exchange. Like, how can I like soak that moment in? You know, it's like the little things. And something I want to share too is I don't want you guys to look at the past and see how maybe you didn't live your life, because I can sit here and you can probably sit here and think back to your life of how many years have been wasted thinking about food, calories, you know, over-exercising, whatever it is. Like, we can look back at our life and be like, oh, it sucks that I didn't really live my life, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to start living your life now, because it doesn't matter about the past. We can't change the past. It's sad thinking about how many years maybe you've spent, you know, like I said, weighing your food, tracking your food, dieting, trying to be smaller. Like, it's sad to think about that, but you can start today and start living your life today. And then you have the entire rest of your life to live. I had a client that I worked with, and she said to me, like, I feel so sad for like the younger version of myself that spent so many years struggling. And I said, well, you did the best that you could with what you knew at the time. And it's about what you do now that matters, because you've got your whole life ahead of you. And this is why, you guys, it does not matter how long you've struggled for. I don't care if you struggled for 5 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, for I do not care. Like, I do care. But what I'm saying is, like, that doesn't matter. It matters what you choose to do today. How do you want to start living your life? Because you can decide at any moment that I'm going to live my life a little bit more. I'm not going to just be alive. I'm going to live my life. There's a difference. There's a difference. A big, big, big difference. 2019 was the year that I said, I'm done being alive and just going through the motions. I'm going to start living my life. And that one decision changed my life, where I actually started to feel like life got brighter. You know, like, I have glasses, okay? When I was in grade 5, I didn't have glasses. I was a blind bat. I put on glasses and I felt like I saw the world differently. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this before. I like put on my glasses and I'm like, wow, I can see the world. And I felt like the moment that I decided in 2019 to stop yo-yo dieting, to stop stressing over calories, and to just live my life, eat intuitively, feel free, feel balanced and in control with food, I felt like I saw life differently. It's like I went into a different country and I'm like, this feels different. I'm alive. I feel at peace. I feel calm. I feel free around food. But I didn't get there by just going through the motions. There was a distinct decision in 2019 that I'm not going to just go through the motions. I'm not going to just be here and be alive. I'm going to live my life. A client of mine inside of the Root and Rewire membership, she joined the membership 2 months ago. She has not binged since. We had a Q&A yesterday in our monthly membership, and she said, I've never felt the most free that I ever have, and I haven't binged in 2 months. That one decision of choosing 2 months ago that she's going to start living her life and she's going to heal her relationship with food, she's now living her life. Do you guys see how one decision can create a ripple effect? It would have been easy for her to look back at her life and be like, oh my God, there was so much life that I, much life I missed out on being so obsessed with food in my body. But instead she said, you know what? I have so much more life to live. And I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, doesn't matter how old you are. You get to start living life now. It's not too late. It's never too late to heal your relationship with food. It's never too late. Because 1 week feeling free with food can feel like a lifetime. 1 month of feeling free with food can feel like an eternity. I remember in 2019 when I started having like glimpses of freedom, my days felt longer. I felt like I had more time. And I did, because I wasn't thinking about food all day long. I'd go out for dinner with my husband and I felt like our dinners were like seven hours long. Because presence. Time slows down when you're not in your head thinking about the calories. What should I order? Should I have dessert? Literally, you get your time back. Hey, Kristen. Kristen's in the membership. Hey, Kristen. You get your time back. Time slows down when you're present and you have the freedom and you feel good with food and you're living. When you're going through the motions, how fast does life go? When you're living through the motions, it's like, I want the day to be over. How many of you guys can resonate with this? The days that I would binge, I would want the day to be done. It would be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm like, this day needs to be over. That is not living. I wanted the day to be over. And there's so much life to live from 1 o'clock until going to bed. There's so much life to live. But you can't be living when there's guilt and there's shame and you're beating yourself up. That's not living. It's not living when you're like, I want today to be done and I want it to be tomorrow already. Life begins the moment you heal your relationship with food. My life has never been the same, and your life is never going to be the same as well too. So right now, you might be starting to feel more free with food. And you're starting to feel like the glimpses of freedom. And you're like, wow, like this is so amazing. Like one of my Academy clients, she's baking with her daughter. And she's like, this feels amazing. Like just not thinking about food and like actually spending quality time with my daughter. Like this is living, right? So you might be starting to feel that right now. Or maybe you haven't really experienced that yet. And you're deciding today, you know what? I'm not going to just be alive. I'm going to start living my damn life. And you decide today. In a week, you're going to feel different. In a month, you're going to feel different. In a year, you're going to feel like a completely different person. Hey, Liz. Liz is inside the membership as well, too. Hi, Liz. Good morning. So get clear. What does it actually mean to live your life? And are you living your life or are you just alive? There's a distinct difference. And how do you want to start living your life? One decision can change the trajectory of your entire life. So decide today. Even if you're starting to feel more free with food, how can you live your life a little bit more? Even for me, I'm completely free with food, but I'm always like, how can I live my life a little bit more? How can I be just a little bit more intentional? You know, even with what I'm doing, how can I have more fun with it? And you can start doing this today and you're going to start to notice big, 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 big changes. So that one quote, "You're not alive unless you're living," changed my life. And I wanted to share this with you today in hopes that it will also change your life. Don't just be alive. Live your life. Every morning, wake up in the morning. How can I live my life today? Because I'm not actually living my life if I'm just going through the motions. How can I live my life a little bit more today? And everything's going to change for you. So thank you guys so much for being here. I hope this quote changed your life as much as it changed my life. And remember, it's just a quote, but you can say, "Oh, that's a cute quote," or you can go and you can go change your life. I am trying to bring in so much joy in my life, be more positive, and stop obsessing over food. I stopped tracking and restricting, so I'm healing, but I'm ready to really live life to the fullest. Yes, and Veronica, you're already in one of my programs, and I can just tell, like, you're literally such an incredible human being. Like, even just sharing this, like, wanting to be more positive, wanting to heal, like, this is so beautiful, and I hope that you are really proud of yourself, because it does take a lot of courage. And I'm so freaking proud of you. I am so proud of you. You guys, it takes courage to change your life. It's easy to just go through the motions. Like, it's hard because you're not happy, but it's also easy. Just being comfortable every day. Well, yeah, I'm just going to keep binging. I'm going to keep obsessing over calories. I'm going to keep using my Fitness Pal. Like, that's kind of easy, even though it's not easy because it's a struggle, but it is easy. To change your life, it's not always easy. But you guys are here and you're putting in the work to heal, to become better for yourself, for your family. It's the most incredible thing in the world. And I just want to say how proud I am of you. So thank you guys for being here. Go live your life. Don't just be alive. Go live your life. You're welcome, Veronica. Your program is changing my life and you've helped me so much already. Oh, that makes me so happy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, you guys, have a fabulous rest of your day. Go live your life, enjoy, and we'll see you guys soon.